Driving while black. That's not a formal charge, but many drivers who were stopped assumed that was why police pulled them over. Now the law is about to change in a way that might cut down on disproportionate policing, preventing cops from stopping drivers because they have something dangling from a rearview mirror or because they can smell the odor of marijuana. Delegate Rob Bell is a Republican from Albemarle who says the version of the bill lawmakers sent to the governor hadn't really been thought through.
And it literally passed the House, passed the Senate with language that would have said police can't stop someone who doesn't have brake lights and doesn't have taillights on the car. And I'm delighted that someone somewhere along the way caught it. But for us to let that go out without it, without being voted out of this body, I think underlines how uncarefully the language was considered.
Governor Ralph Northam amended the bill to make it clear that police can still stop drivers if their brake lights are not working. Delegate Mike Mullen is a Democrat from Newport News.
It is time that we make a real change to the way in which we treat communities of color. And I think that this bill, especially with these amendments, will go a long way to being able to effectuate that.
Lawmakers approve the governor's amendments, which means the new law cracking down on pretextual policing will go into effect early next year. I'm Michael Pope.